Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our summer show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents a new musical play by Lawrence and Lee, The Big Top, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another new musical is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Dorothy Warren Schold and I will bring you a story in music about the romance and laughter beneath the canvas of the Big Top. Dorothy will be the tantalizing Angelique, and I shall be, well, you'll find out in the story. And here's Act One.
Put on your shirt. There's not a thing wrong with you physically.
But I'm depressed. Doctor, I think I'm the saddest man in the world.
I have a remedy.
What? Please tell me.
Well, whenever I have a patient who's morbidly depressed, I prescribe that he go to the circus to see the great clown Rocco. That man could make anybody laugh. Go see Rocco perform, and you will forget all your troubles.
Doctor, I am Rocco.
Forgive me, sir. I did not recognize you.
Without the white paint and the baggy pants. That is understandable.
Tell me, why you are sad?
You should know, Doctor. All men are born sad. The first noise we make in this world is a howl of protest.
Still, childhood is the happiest time of our lives.
Childhood is happy to everyone, except children.
Your parents?
My mother died the night I was born. My father was a circus performer.
Did you love the circus as a child?
Love it? Have you never been swept away by the excitement of a circus parade, Doctor? Down the main street of your town? You hear that music and life stops. No, life begins.
Oh, when the circus arrives in town, then every kitty's giddy as it comes. You let the drum beat direct your feet as that parade marches down the street. Here comes the sound. Here comes the sound.
In each town we came to, my father would lead me to the highest staircase and teach me how to take falls by flinging me down the stairs.
And so, my dear Rocco, you remember only the bruises of your life, the black and blue marks.
No, Doctor. There are many beautiful things I have to remember, like Angelique. She was the lovely bareback rider, her hair all golden in the spotlight. And I used to stand off in the shadows and sing a song to her, by myself, almost in a whisper.
Angela mia, you are my angel dear. The heavens sent you down to me. My God. sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angel Amelia, my prayers are answered now, and I am thankful for Angel.
So you stayed in the shadows?
No, Doctor. I was daring.
How nice this is, dear Rocco. And what a warm smile you have, without even painting one on your face.
It is you, Angela Mia. You could transform the beast into a handsome prince. You could make any darkness into a sunrise.
You are a philosopher, a poet.
Tonight, I am that rarest of human beings, a completely happy clown.
Oh, listen to the waltz they're playing. It's my favorite.
You hear it every day at the circus.
Oh, but it's impossible to hear this song with the ears alone. You must listen with your heart.
That the great Rocco has a wife, a son, a grown son.
Yes, Doctor. Angelique became my wife. But there was one condition.
If we have a child, Rocco, he must be a gentleman, or she must be a lady. Promise me that our child will never stand in the glare of the circus floodlights.
I give you my promise. how happy I was. We were married, and a year later, on a morning in spring, our child was born. Our gentleman was born.
We shall call him Michael.
Michael. Name for an angel, the child of an angel.
My friends of the circus, I have an announcement to make. Today, this very morning, Michael Rocco was born. Cigars for everyone. Acrobats, fat ladies, thin men. Gather round and help me celebrate. A new generation. Here, bearded lady, have a cigar. Refreshments for everyone. I give you a toast. The beautiful Angelique.
Angelique.
Michael, the new angel.
What's a Michael?
And to Papa, the new Papa.
And to the circus, for I am the happiest man on earth.
Circus life was a circus, a hectic thing. The moon was a toy balloon had on a string. Gay banners unfurled, lovely confusion. We were in another world, the world of illusion. And as in a circus, daring young love on a high trapeze, we certainly flew through air with the greatest of ease. We painted the town, did it up round. I was the clown, you were the laughter, echoing after. For today the circus is in town. Big top, sky of blue, stars were happy to put on the greatest show on earth. Front row, paradise, and well worth the price. What more excitement can you know on earth?
Circus, daring young love on earth.
Certainly flew through air with the greatest of ease.
Oh, we painted the town, did it up brown. I was the clown, you were the laughter, echoing after. For today the circus.
Ready for Act Two of The Big Top, starring Gordon McRae as Rocco the Clown and Dorothy Warren Scholl as the lovely Angelique.
Oh, Doctor, the first 5 years of Michael's life, I did not have to paint laughter on my face. It was there, always. And perhaps it was not part of the bargain, but my lullabies for Michael were the old songs of the circus.
He floats through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man.
Wait.
What's wrong, Angelique?
This young man is going to have a proper lullaby, no circus song. Here, baby, safe in mother's arms.
Good night, with roses divide, green
When he was 5 years old, we sent him away to school. He had tutors, the best, to teach him how to be a gentleman, how to bow, how to wear gloves properly, correct table manners, everything befitting a gentleman. School is over. He has grown up. He came into our dressing tent, a tall, handsome lad, and such a gentleman.
Now that school is over, tell us, Michael, what do you want to do?
Well, anything your heart desires. Law, teaching, the decision must be yours.
I know exactly what I want to be, Father.
Name it, Michael.
What do you want to be?
I want to be you, Father.
Me?
I want to be a clown. I want you to teach me the most important thing in the world, how to make people laugh.
No. No, I won't permit it. Anything but the circus.
But, Mother, I...
Oh, Mamma Mia. Angela Mia. It was inevitable. He is flesh of our flesh and blood of our blood. There is a clown smile imprinted on his soul, and perhaps a touch of sawdust in his veins.
When Michael was born, I saw a new life for him. Not for us, Rocco, but for him. A life more secure than tent poles. A life other than stupid falling on his face for a moment's laughter.
You are wrong, Angelique. The circus is good. If this is what the boy wants, this is what he shall have.
Then I must leave the circus. And I must leave you, Rocco.
Glory, you wake believing. This wasn't make believing. No. As you unmask yourself, you only can ask yourself, where did it go? Where did it go?
We painted the town, did it up round.
Angelique.
Yesterday the circus.
And so my wife left me, and my son became my pupil. Night after night I worked with him in the emptiness of the deserted circus.
How is that, Father?
That's not good enough. Not nearly good enough. Now try again, and this time let go. Walk more easily. Let your arms swing. You are stiff, Michael.
Like this?
No, no, no! Now stop! Michael, listen to me. A clown must paint a picture for every person in the stands. And it must say, how comic is existence? How silly we are to worry when life is a wonderful, disjointed joke. For a clown is every human being who reaches for the moon and falls on his face.
Father, if I could only try it with makeup...
The makeup is nothing. It's the smallest part of it. Now, walk around the arena. Loose-jointed, with abandon, with a wonderful I-don't-care attitude.
Yes, Father. Like this?
Michael, I'm going to take you to the highest staircase in town and... No, it's too late. Go home.
I'm sorry, Father. What about you?
I wish to stay here for a bit. Please leave me, my boy.
Yes, Father.
Oh, Angelique, where are you? What shall I do? It's so difficult to laugh. Must I go on tomorrow? The jolly clown with a fat smile on my face? Must I, Angelique?
Life is a play, and we all play a part. the lover, the dreamer, the clown. The dreamer and lover are always in tears. The clown spreads sunshine around. The life with a smile is the life worthwhile. So clown till the curtain comes down. Even though you're only make-believing, laugh, clown, laugh. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real Punchinello fellow. You're supposed to brighten up a place and laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown. Don't frown. Don't let the world know your sorrow. Be a Pagliaccio, laugh, clown, laugh.
And so you see, my dear doctor, why I am the saddest man in the world.
We must each lead our own lives, not our children's.
But I'm all alone out there in the sawdust. I don't want to go back. I can't go back. I've forgotten how to make them laugh.
Yes?
May I come in, please?
Angelique, how did you know I was here?
Well, I've just been entertaining a delegation.
A delegation?
Yeah, the fat lady, the thin man, the ringmaster, Mr. and Mrs. Pee-wee the midgets holding their little hats in their hands. They said that if the great Rocco missed only one performance, a gloom would descend on the stands.
Oh, Angelique.
And another delegation, consisting of acrobats, trapeze artists, the strong man. They skirted around buildings, following you, to make sure no harm would come to you.
I never knew we had so many friends.
And I never knew what loneliness was, dear Rocco.
Oh, Angelique.
Arm in arm, we shall go back to our circus.
Together?
Together, Rocco. And you shall make them laugh.
Until the tears come, Angela Mia. We shall make them laugh until the tears come.
Angela Mia, you are my guiding star. Madonna that I honor and I love.
Like the sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile.
Angela,
Dorothy Warren Schold will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, our thanks to Ted Osborne, Ted Donaldson, and to our entire company. The Big Top was an original libretto by Lawrence and Lee.
The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Today, railroads in the Kansas-Missouri flood area are fast restoring normal service. But even at the peak of the crisis, essential through traffic was rerouted around the stricken area. And repairs were made as fast as the waters went down, regardless of expense to the railroads.
the railroad's ability to minimize the national effects of such disasters and to repair damage quickly and efficiently helps explain why they are so absolutely essential to the nation's welfare, in peace or war.
You were a wonderful clown tonight, Gordon.
And you were an angelic Angelique, Dorothy. But wait until next week. I'm a real devil.
What are we singing, Gordon?
The thrilling music of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, Dorothy. I shall be the Sultan Shahryar, and you will be the lovely Scheherazade. I'll see you in Samarkand next Monday.
Certainly.
Thank you, and good night, Dorothy Warrenshold.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night and the premiere performance of 1001 Nights, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
The Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Hear the voice of Firestones on NBC.